That's all I can say is, which is good. You know, when you're good, what can you do about it? You have to put up with it. We're just good. You know, the TV stations are after us all the time. Aren't they? Sure, it has to be true, because somebody wouldn't have fibbed to me, would they? Radio stations after us all the time. It's true, isn't it? Otherwise, somebody would have fibbed to me, and I wouldn't want that to ever happen. Stanley. I think it was Stan told me. But you know, kids, music is a wonderful thing. It really shakes up our vibration. Don't worry what you sound like. Just sing. You know, it's good. And be choosing the music that you listen to, because it will stir up your vibration. It happens. But tonight, we're going to not have music now for a few minutes while you see me worrying, because the speaker tonight said I need to worry. The speaker's not going to let me know what they're going to talk about. But they did seem to think that I need to worry. And look at the grin on that speaker's face over there. Our speaker tonight is George! The George.
We got a hug?
Everybody loves George. But maybe after tonight, I won't. I'm not sure what he's going to talk about.
I was thinking just as Millie introduced me and was talking about music, you know, there just are no accidents. My talk tonight is something I've thought about for a long time, and it's very dear to me. So I'd like to start off by reading, not singing, a song that means a great deal to me for very special reasons. Oh God, I want to tell you something. Listen to me, please. Oh God, I am grateful for all the things you've done in me. As the rivers flow, I know that you will finish what you start. As the drain drops fall, I hear you calling deep within my heart. Oh God, I am far from being all that I should be. But God, everything I am is yours, so use me. God, use me. I want to serve you faithfully. I'm only what you see, but even so, God, use me. As the rivers flow, I know that you will finish what you start. As the raindrops fall, I hear you calling deep within my heart. Oh God, I want to tell you something. Listen to me, please. Oh God, everything I am is yours, so use me. As most of you know, this beautiful song was written by Millie's daughter, Andy. She is an amazing, amazing person. She's a gifted writer, has her master's degree in writing, teaches it. She's been a recording artist, gospel music artist of the year, former Rams cheerleader, model, written and produced plays, one of which is performed at the Kennedy Center. She speaks and teaches in prisons. She is also one of the most authentic, deeply spiritual people you will ever see, and an extraordinary, extraordinary medium. I had the privilege of meeting her several years ago here at church, and today I can say she is my friend. That's one of the reasons her song touches me so. But there's another. So much of what she writes parallels much of my life, and I would like to share a little of this with you tonight. And when I'm done, I would like to share an amazing God story with you that goes to the heart of this song and involves Andy as well. Oh God, I want to tell you something. Listen to me, please. Oh God, I am grateful for all the things you have done in me. There was a time in my life when I didn't know who God was. I was a very broken man. I was recovering from alcoholism, drugs, found that I had been abused in my home when I was a kid, and I fell apart. The best I could do was walk on the beach with my dog, looking for answers, wandering aimlessly. I didn't know what was up or down. All I knew was that I hurt really bad, everything that I thought was true wasn't. Everything that I had ever believed in wasn't true. Part of what I really thought I knew back then was that there wasn't any God. We are born, we live, and then we die. That's all there is. And boy, I really believed it. I made jokes that there was no God, and people who did believe were fools. I had also been deeply depressed most of my life, and now all I knew how to do was to keep walking for weeks and months and years, looking for answers, more depressed and lost than ever. As the rivers flow, I know that you will finish what you start. As the rain drops fall, I hear you calling deep within my heart. One day, though, I was walking with my dog, and I noticed something that I had seen many times, but I had never paid attention to before. The birds were flying in formation. It was something very beautiful for me to see. I have since learned something amazing about this phenomenon. When birds fly in formation, two things happen. One is they can fly 71% farther because they draft one another. They cut down the wind resistance by flying closely behind one another. Secondly, when the lead bird gets tired, another one takes over and the leader falls to the back. Another bird always steps up. Everyone is a leader. Believe it or not, on the same day, I saw a pod of porpoise. They are swimming in single file. It was so beautiful. And for the first time, I really noticed the waves, seeing them for the very first time, the constant ebb and flow, moving in and out from the shore so gracefully. I stopped in my tracks in the sand, and for the first time, I really saw it all. It was a system. There was something behind all of this. There was intelligence. There was something divine. I couldn't move. I was transfixed. I didn't know what it was, but I felt I knew that very moment that I was part of something bigger. I was part of something divine. I was part of something. Could it be, could it really be that there is God? Oh God, I am far from being all that I should be. But God, everything I am is yours, so use me. Not that long after that, I came to Fraternal Spiritualist Church, and I met Millie, who taught me that God is love. And little by little, the more I learned, the more I believed, the more I began to heal. And I found myself in a circle with Spencer, and my dad came through me, and Spencer held me, his love, in his heart, and it was a transforming night that changed my life. Ever since then, I've been in Millie's classes going on 8 years now, and my life has changed enormously. I know that I know that I know there is God, that God is love, that there is something greater, and that we are all part of it. My faith has deepened tremendously. I spent the last 5 years studying to become a spiritual counselor, which I have done, and I want to live and devote my life to God and make it my life's work. Each day, I believe, or I try to grow in awareness and in consciousness, in love and in compassion for myself and for others. I want to be an example to others. No matter how low you go, you can go higher. You can get better. You can overcome anything and lead a happier, greater life. God, use me. I want to serve you faithfully. I'm only what you see, but even so, God, use me. So now for the God story. Several years ago, Andy came to church one Wednesday night and spoke. She was unbelievable. I had never seen anyone like her. Her energy, her enthusiasm, her love for people. When she gives... When she gives messages. Well, I had the opportunity that night to meet Andy. Millie introduced me. And a couple of days later, I was fortunate we were able to have breakfast together. And Andy gave me a reading then. This was 4 or 5 years ago. She told me that I was going to spend a couple more years doing my marketing, which is what I've done all my life. And then I was going to go out into the world and start speaking about what I had been through and share with others how they could make their lives better too. Well, as brilliant as she was and as gifted as she was, I thought that sounded a little far-fetched. I thought, that sounds nice. I certainly wanted to believe her, but I just didn't ever see that happening. As the rivers flow, I know that you will finish what you start. As the raindrops fall, I hear you calling deep within my heart. I've been doing some life coaching over these last few years, and I've even worked with some of the people in this church, and it's been an honor to do so. But through a series of rather amazing events recently, and we know there are no coincidences, I'm embarking on a new and very significant journey in my life. I am starting up a company based on a very simple but vital concept. The way I look at it, it's the most important concept of all. Our company is going to talk about and teach people personally and collectively in organizations how to become happier. Because, you know, when you get right down to it, what else is there? The Dalai Lama says, happiness is the purpose of life. And I'm not talking about let's get silly and giggle and be dopey happy, though I'm all for that too. There's a great scientific definition for happiness. It's called subjective well-being. It's how we feel about ourselves generally, day in and day out. And what's important, about 15 years ago, science entered the field of psychology with a whole new twist. It's called positive psychology. What's exciting to me is there are now facts to back up what those of us who are spiritual have known forever. Did you know the happier you are, the more goals you will set, the more successful and creative you will be, and by every definition, you will be more successful in your life. Only in our society, we think it's just the opposite. The harder you work, you will become successful, and then you will be happy. When in reality, it's exactly the opposite. For example, one of the greatest measures of happiness is having social connections and support. Friends and community, like in this church. If you don't have it, did you know it can cause your blood pressure to go up 30 points? Women will heal following surgery from breast cancer twice as fast. And anyone who's had a heart attack will recover much quicker when we have emotional support. For organizations, listen to this. If you want a healthy company, even a church, do you know that it takes 2.91 positive interactions to counteract the effect of one negative one? Or as someone who we know pretty well might say, how important it is to watch your words, watch your thoughts, and watch your actions. Here's what's important to me personally in all of this. The toughest job to bring more people to spirituality is language. You have to be able to talk to people on their terms, on their level, to open their hearts to understand. Happiness is the everyday language of spirituality. And now science is providing the data to support it. One last fact that has great significance for our country and the world and our children. The greatest single quality a child can have that will determine how successful he or she will be is not their IQ or how well they do on their test. It's their emotional well-being. Yet we don't really teach that in schools yet, do we? But I would contend that is what we really teach in church every week, emotional well-being. Oh, and by the way, it is now proven that those people who go to church who have a spiritual life live a lot longer and a lot happier than those that don't. In conclusion, I want to give each of you a fact that you can use to be happy in your life. Would you like that? I guarantee it if you will do this. Now, what's amazing is science has proven what this church and every church has known and preached forever. I simply want you to write down three things you're grateful for every day for a week. It will change your brain patterns for 6 months to be more positive. 6 months, 1 week. So imagine the impact it will have on you if you do it for a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, or forever. Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Yes.
Oh God, I want to tell you something. Listen to me, please. Oh God, everything I am is yours, so please use me. Thank you, Andy. You are a gift to the world and to me. Thank you. Thank you.